Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6, live here at Chickies. Come out and see Jordan in the Players Lounge. Coming up at 7 with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. You know, fellas, I haven't done this in a while. Might be a crab fry night for me.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah. Fast is broken. How was your first meal over the weekend?
Yeah.
Well, my first meal was Friday. Felt good.
Yeah, it still counts as the weekends, kind of.
Well, I'm working. I'm just saying.
I know.
I saw you.
You got a little testy with that, you know?
With what?
Well, then you just got your back up for 1 second.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, take the back down.
Take the back down.
The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I mean, I know it's been a tough day for you at Chickies today.
Dude. Okay. If you're going to come to Chickies, right, and you want to argue with me about sports, that's fine. That's what we do for a living.
People like doing that with you here.
But when I'm at the urinal, do not argue with me about quarterbacks when I'm at the urinal,
especially when they're mostly my opinion.
Yes. And when you say, hey, you love that what's the guy's name,
Justin Herbert,
would you love Justin Herbert, and I say, actually I don't, and he goes, yes you did, and I said, actually I don't. I said, that's Jack, and he said, nah, you love him, you said he's better than Jalen. I said, I know, I have my own quarterback list, and he was not ahead of Jalen. Yes you did. Don't do that at the urinal.
Yeah, because then you couldn't go to the bathroom.
I couldn't. I had to hold it in. I was getting too mad.
You're so mad.
Yes.
A little stage fright.
Yeah, I don't think I've yelled at somebody like that on site since I've
been
here.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally heard you out here.
Yes. I told him to...
Spilled out to the...
Shut the F up.
I know.
He wouldn't stop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just another day.
And then he's like, boy Josh Allen. I was like, and 6 touchdowns.
He did. We get it. He fumbled. He had the bad pick to start the game.
Yeah.
We get it. We get it. 44 points.
All right. Top five.
All right. Game balls. Number five, I'm giving it to Jalen Phillips. What an addition he's been so far.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, boy.
Sack. You know, I'm sure that I like how much he likes to be here. I
mean, he loves it.
Oh, he loves it.
Every time he talks about Philadelphia, he's just giddy. You know, he's big out there. Like, he has a presence to him. He's not like some small, fast edge rusher.
Oh, no. 6'5", 260.
Yeah. I was going to say, how tall is he? Because he looks tall.
6'5".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a specimen. He's a specimen. He is.
He is.
What do you want to tell you?
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing on him. He was a freak athlete coming out.
It was just the injury.
That's right? Why they loved him. Yeah, that's why everybody loved him in that draft.
Well, you know, speaking of injuries, I feel like I say this every week. I watch an NFL game. I don't know how, even after one play, half the players even get up and continue playing the game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I saw the Jameson Williams celebration. That looked like it hurt. You know, how is he playing football after jumping on the pole and then hitting the ground like that?
Jumping on the pole is crazy.
Well, he's the one that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the pole between his legs. I don't know if you saw it. And then he slid down.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you.
Right.
The fourth game ball I'm giving to a guy who it's never he may never get an interception. But he is unbelievable, and that's Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, he took out Amon-Ra St. Brown last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I think 33%, whatever. Like, that was his win rate against Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing like an all-pro this year, in year two.
He's starting to get that that reputation. They starting to throw that best corner in the league tag around with him.
Ooh.
Starting to throw that around.
Best in the league.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah, he was awesome.
Now, PS2 is pretty good, but still.
Yeah. It certainly helped that Jared Goff was terrified back there. I think it helped Quinn Young. But either one or the other. You know, last year was the reverse. The secondary was so good that it helped the front four. At this stage, it's they're getting pressure, you know? And everybody said it. You could see Jared Goff's feet, happy feet, after the first two drives of the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, anybody's wearing two gloves out there, I'm out.
You're not a two-glove guy?
Nah.
I have some respect.
Josh Allen accused Baker of being a two-glove guy.
While golfing, though.
Oh, golfing.
Which is
That is totally insane.
That is insane.
Really?
And he lives in Florida.
Yeah.
How is he golfing with two gloves on for?
You're not supposed to. I don't
know. No, it's only one glove.
Okay.
But I can understand if you were golfing in the winter.
Or the rain.
When it was still cold or something. Yeah, I could see you using two. He lives in Tampa.
Yeah, that's not how the game's played. Some respect for the game.
Baker. Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Bradford, out.
Kenny Pickett.
Only Kenny Pickett, definitely out. Kurt Warner got away with it because he had already won with St. Louis.
Yeah.
I don't think he wore two gloves with St. Louis. He started doing that when he went to Arizona.
Dome.
Which I don't understand. It's a damn dome.
Yeah. Dome teams are frauds, man. Dome teams are frauds. The third game I'm giving to Jordan Davis.
Yeah, Big Baby Davis. Welcome back.
He was on a milk carton for a couple weeks there.
Yeah, I was told.
I know. Yeah. I know. You're welcome. So, yeah, showed up in a big way last time. He had three passes down.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. And then Jalen Carter got two, right?
Yeah.
So those two combined, five batted passes.
Bob beat it.
Yep. No, he got there. Yeah, but five batted passes. Jordan Davis, welcome back to the season, pal.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, let's get through this holiday
part. Get through the holiday season.
Yeah, we don't need. just all I'm saying, Jordan, is one plate, man.
Yeah.
Eat one plate, bro.
Well, if we're Jordan Davis's family.
Yeah. Come on, Mom.
You want to have Thanksgiving on Saturday? Because they play on Friday.
Ah.
I don't need
You might be right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't need the tryptophan going through his veins
you
on Friday.
You might be right. That damn game against Chicago might be different.
Yep.
Now, you're right. It's the day after Thanksgiving, man.
You got to move Thanksgiving. We'll have that Saturday off. You can eat all he wants.
Yeah. If he looks a little sluggish on that Friday, we're going to know why.
100%.
We're going to know why. The second game ball, I'm giving it to Kobe T.
Yeah. Kobe.
I mean, he's shot out of a cannon right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that sack he had on Jared Goff, he just like bounces off.
After running over every running back that's trying to pick him up in blitz protection.
He's freaking awesome.
He smashed David Montgomery. Yeah, but Kobe, how about Kobe getting on top of Jahmyr Gibbs on that little wheel route?
Yeah.
Dude, and there was another one where he covered, was he on Amon-Ra at one point? There was the Jahmyr Gibbs one, and he got caught in coverage in another one. He did a great job on that one, too. Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, Kobe said, don't take me off the damn field.
Yeah, I know.
Are they going
to... Like, Jahad Campbell was the talk of the defense for the first, like, 4 weeks of the season.
Are they going to keep him?
I know.
Nakobe?
That's a tough thing.
If he finishes the year healthy?
Yeah, I mean, listen. What is free agency going to look like for him? Are we talking about paying two linebackers $10 million?
In this city?
Well, we let Goddard walk. There's $11 million. Trade AJ.
Can we let Goddard walk?
He's got seven touchdowns?
I don't know if I want to let Goddard walk.
We need all the talent over there we can get.
It doesn't work.
Well, he does.
Okay,
works with Goddard.
Well, this year.
Yeah.
This year. But yeah, Nakobe Dean. What a.
Yeah.
And
you have a tough decision to make with him.
He's brought some edge back to that defense.
He actually looks like
the leader over there.
He is the leader. No, remember it was his defense before Zach Bond got here.
Sure.
He's the Georgia middle linebacker. But if they were to sign Nakobe, what does that do for early signings with Nolan, with Jordan Davis, with Jalen Carter?
Jalen Phillips,
what do you do? Now, you got to choose between the two.
Who, Jalen Phillips or Nakobe?
Yeah.
It's probably Jalen Phillips.
Both
are injury prone, but
it's probably Jalen. And I don't think they pay Jordan Davis.
Well, I'm just saying that they chose to. I'm just saying those are decisions.
Yeah, those are decisions.
He's like, They're all under contract.
And, well, but they're gonna free up about what, $25 million on the offensive side of the ball?
Are they? How are they gonna do that?
Yeah, well, he's gonna enjoy New England.
Oh, he's talking about
with AJ. Yeah.
Well, the,
so that'll help.
Nolan Smith has been back for 2 weeks and played about 20 snaps both weeks.
Did he play last night?
He did. He played 19 or 20. He played 19 or 20 snaps. We'll see. You know, he's just getting back from injury, but...
Well, they may hold off on giving him an extension.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
They may hold off. Yeah. They may just pick up his fifth year.
His option. Yeah,
his fifth-year option.
Yeah, I don't think... He doesn't look like... The Jalen Phillips thing is going to be so tough because of the injuries.
Yeah.
But he's been so good.
Well, the same thing with Nakobe.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're going to have to... Mm, that'll be interesting this offseason.
Is it Jomo?
More Jomo?
Extension... Eligible this offseason? Because, I mean...
You know what? He has been here a few years.
Yeah. This is, what, his third year?
I think so.
So he's probably extension eligible.
Well, he's definitely eligible after three years.
But, I mean, he's playing his way into consideration for it.
Well, yeah. They let Milton go.
Yeah.
So
because
I
of him.
I know. They believe whomever they put next to Jalen Carter is going to be successful.
Well, they'd probably rather play Jordan Davis. Like I'm just thinking about the history. They let Bo Allen go after a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Jernigan.
Got rid of him. Yep.
That was not his.
Well, they made a mistake and gave him the extension. Then they found their way out of it when he hurt his back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, they did.
Damn ATV.
They let Milton Williams go for Moro Jomo. Yep. Maybe they let Moro Jomo go now for Ty Robinson.
I'm looking at, so Over the Cap, it's a good website. They do projections about what guys are worth. They have Ojomo at $14.9 million a year.
Not happening. Not happening here is what I mean. Yep.
Yeah,
not happening.
But the number one game ball goes to a guy who we give a lot of credit to, but I think actually over the last 2 years, when we talk about what has changed with this team and the culture of this team, I think a lot of that we put on Nick's shoulders. What? On you?
Yeah. Me. Yeah. Well, I'm here.
You are here.
Last 2 years, yeah.
But I think Vic Fangio deserves, for what he's done defensively, awesome, but like in the building as well. And he got them doing the tougher practices, longer practices, hard hitting, and getting kind of that feel back for this team. And they're carrying them again. I mean, Vic Fangio's defense, I mean, a defensive coordinator is legitimately changing this team, which is crazy. And his unit shut down a team that's averaging 31 points a game. He's doing an amazing job.
Wow, so number one game ball, Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio.
Yeah, I'm with that. Hold that offense to 9 points.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, I'm with that.
215-592-9494. You know what I'm with? I'm with replacing your old drafty windows and doors.
Yep.
Come on, you fool. I say that out of love. I call you a fool out of love. Because Guida can help replace those old drafty windows, those doors you need replacing. I did it. We moved into our house in South Jersey, looked at the windows. I was like, this is a disaster, especially come wintertime. And Guida did it for me. They could do it for you, too. Right now, the buy one, get one half off on all qualifying. Buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors, which means exactly what I told you it is. You buy one, you get the next one at 50% off. Mix and match as you see fit. Everybody's house is different. Everybody's needs are different. Maybe you need more windows. Maybe you need more doors. Doesn't matter. You can buy a door, get a window, 50% off. Vice versa. The more you get, the more you're going to save. Think about that. The more windows you buy, the more you're going to get at 50% off. You're going to start your project with no money down, which is important because you know those projects can be pretty big. Interest-free financing for up to 18 months, also important. There are some restrictions. And it's a limited time. The best thing you can do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the details. Get yourself a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Speaking of old drafty windows and doors, Paul George returns tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers after a – well, I just mean old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was drafted.
Nah. Not that I know of. Paul George will return tonight. No Embiid tonight. But he is only on the injury report, not because of the knee, but because of rest and injury management. So I assume he'll play on Wednesday. They play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Is Jared McCain back up from?
He is. They recalled him. His second game was good. He had 15 points, I think 6 assists in 20 minutes. What's the matter now, Jack?
No, I'm just trying to think of when I'm going to start re-betting on Jared McCain?
Not yet.
Not yet. I bet on him every game so far.
But Paul, good time for Paul George to return as Oubre is hurt. They haven't said how long he'll be out. He has an LCL injury in his knee, which sucks because he's been great for them so far. But having Paul George back, getting another guy who can handle the ball a little bit, getting a guy who can shoot, getting a guy who can play defense.
Get his own shot.
Yeah.
He'd just be locked in. I just want to see him be locked in for a little bit.
Well, no podcast piece since July 28th.
There I know. You go.
So
keep it going.
Just be locked in until December 15th when all the players that signed free agent deals are eligible to be traded again and they can find some sucker to take on that contract. Some sucker.
But what if he's good? What if he's back?
I think if they had an opportunity, if they could get out of that contract without having to attach draft picks or something, if it has neutral value, I think they would take that opportunity.
What was the I saw the one over the weekend. Would you trade him straight up for Anthony Davis?
Yeah. Paul George.
What the hell are we going to do with Anthony Davis?
Yeah,
well,
no.
Twin Towers. No, but yeah. Like, you know.
Nah, he's hurt all the time, too.
They
wouldn't.
Both hurt all the time.
Yeah. Anthony Davis.
Nah.
He's soft, tough. Man. Yeah. Soft, man.
Come on, man. He saved LeBron in the bubble.
One phony championship. Doesn't count.
Yeah, that one
was
really
a big
count.
Shot.
He did the shot and yell Kobe when he hit it.
Did he yell Kobe when he hit it?
Did.
In an empty arena?
Mike would never forget that.
Nope.
Mike in Port Norris. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. One of the biggest things I've noticed with the offense is that they get out the huddle so late.
Yes.
And they get up to the line so late, like getting the snap off 1 second left every time.
Jordan Mailata has been saying that all year.
Yeah.
I think the coaches get the play in fast.
So I saw
Jalen's literally reading it off his wrist. All you can do is say number one.
Say the number, yeah. Well, there was at one point.
Number two.
It happened twice. I didn't write down who the player was the second time. But at one point, I saw Devontae looking at the sideline and going like this.
Yeah, hurry up.
Get in. Yeah. And that was the second time I saw somebody looking at the sideline from the offense, telling them to get the plays in. I agree with you. I think it might have been the third week of the Jordan Mailata show. He didn't diagnose that it was the play coming in late. That's not what he said. But he said they have been getting to the line late to get the calls up. So it's not something they haven't noticed. And
right.
I agree that's still happening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And on the watching it on TV last night, they had it zoomed up on Jalen in the huddle at one point. And he's starting to read off his wristband, and you can see he kind of clocks how much time's left on the play clock and just, like, shakes his head real quick, shuts his wristband, says something. They all rush up to the line, and then Saquon gets stuffed for no yards. It seemed like it was, like, a quick, like, we just got to run the ball real quick. Let's get to the line because there's no time to get the play in.
Yeah, I don't know if that's it. It feels like a Petullo thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It has to be a Petullo thing. Yeah.
Jalen got that big-ass wristband on his arm. Again, all you do is give him the number.
Yes.
It can't be this hard.
Yeah, what's the wristband for?
Yeah,
not like he's
all
calling
the
John Gruden plays.
Yeah.
John Gruden, you got to say a damn paragraph.
Dude, they got five plays. Tell him one, two, three, four, or five. How hard can it be? And the one time they went no huddle, it seemed like it worked again. I think that was the only time they really moved the ball down the field when they scored the touchdown.
Yeah,
I think they were going no huddle.
Yep. Okay.
All right, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah, that's something that, Jordan's mentioned a bunch of times. They haven't been able to get
to the line. I saw a few people in Eagles Twitter land.
Uh-oh.
My favorite place.
Wondering.
Yep.
Tank Bigsby runs the ball. He's explosive.
Yeah. Yep. Four rushes, I think, for 32 yards.
Well, then what was that one play where all of a sudden they just – I don't know how to explain it, but he went to the right side, and like it's almost like the line collapsed. The whole
and then he cut it back.
Yeah, well, he exploded through.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, is he hitting the hole faster than Saquon?
Better than Saquon?
I mean,
well, he's not better than Saquon, but I'm saying he's hitting the hole with seemingly.
Well, that was one of the things that was a complaint in New York about Saquon is that he danced a little bit before hitting the hole. Yeah. And you know, as they struggle running the ball, it has to be frustrating. I'm not saying that this is Saquon's fault, but if you're the offensive line and you know, those holes open and close very quickly. And if they're not quite as dominant as they've been, they're probably opening and closing more quickly than they were. So, yeah, I don't know. It does seem like every time Tank Bigsby gets in the game, he rushes for 15 yards for the first time he gets the ball. Chris in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, fellas. Good afternoon. I want to take it back to what McNabb was saying in terms of the play design. So specifically, right? I think, and Sirianni should know better than this because he's a former wide receiver. It's very easy to cover AJ Brown because I just the stem the route tree. I just want to go ABC. In the first three steps, if he's not running the slant, then you got to check him on the seventh step. The seventh step is a comeback. If not, it's a nine route. It's a go. They don't design any over or under routes like McNabb was saying. I mean, come on, fellas. You can watch a little league or high school team run more routes or more play designs than what they're giving AJ an opportunity to do so. And the final thing is you watch all your big-time receivers, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, the young fellas out there in Seattle, they're all interchangeable. They move them all around. I know exactly where AJ Brown is going to be on the left side. The only time they sent him in motion is when he ran that same under being, and he went in motion. They faked it to Saquon, and they ran it to him, gave it to him on running a flare route into the flat. So it's very easy. And the final thing is that's the same thing that's going on with Smitty. They're easy cover. He had some help. He did get over top sometimes and had some success. But to me, their offense is very vanilla.
Well, maybe they're designing plays that they think AJ runs best. Like, I don't know if AJ has the versatility in his route running that some of those other guys have.
In the Super Bowl, you ran him on your motion and hit him across the field, and that's how you.
Which Super Bowl? The first one, or you talking about this past Super Bowl?
Last year. The one corner.
Your phone is breaking.
Yeah. He's talking about last year.
He's talking about last year. He ran what type of route?
I don't know.
An over route?
I refuse to believe that it's not. I just know we've been through this before.
Yeah.
I know we've been through the offense isn't complicated enough. Or there's not enough routes. Or I think this part goes back to Jalen. You talk about the under routes. When do you ever see Jalen throwing the ball across the middle, 8 to 10 yards in front of him with a guy on the run?
Yeah.
Never. He doesn't get the ball. He doesn't like throwing the ball over the middle. He also doesn't get the ball. I want to relax everyone. He's got the things he's good at, things he's not good at. He does not throw that ball well, or he doesn't throw it. I don't know if it's because he doesn't get rid of it quick enough, because that's a route that you have to is bang, bang, pretty much. But sending AJ over the middle, he's never going to get the ball there.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. It's just, they're not going to throw him a ball there. I just
certainly, you may run him across the middle, but he ain't throwing it to him until he's all the way across.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I.
Also, did they go under center?
They did.
They did a few times.
Yeah, yeah. There was three or four under center play action passes.
But it kind of feels like they reverted back to.
No, they're keeping it. I mean, I'm watching it too. It's just not as. Now people have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not a surprise like it was in the Minnesota game or the Giants game. You know, in this league, you show the league something for two or three weeks.
Yep.
They figure out how to stop you from doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just keep – everyone wants it to be really simple. Petula doesn't know what he's doing. It just comes back to me, they can't run the ball. They cannot run the ball effectively enough to make this all work, and they can't be a pass-first offense. Until they find a way to run the ball effectively, we are going to get this offense working in fits and starts. Mm-hmm. We will have a game where Jalen's hot, and it'll look like they're bing, 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 you know, moving the ball down the field. And
here's the other thing. While you know, the narrative is being switched to Jalen, how many penalties – have the offensive linemen had that have cost us?
Yep.
Third and one situations, false starts. Right? You get that. You get a holding call.
Yep.
You know, that pass up the sideline to Saquon, that should have been caught. But even if it was caught, it was coming back because Lane got called for holding. So, when we look at these things, some of these things are self-inflicted, like wounds where we aren't doing a good job. We put ourselves in these positions.
The drops and penalties on offense yesterday were terrible.
Yep.
They were terrible. He was not on. Jalen didn't have a great game. But also they
Those things don't help.
No, they don't. 215-592-9494. What do you say, guys? A little around the leg next?
A little around the leg. I just want to hear the open.
Around the leg.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America, Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Come on, Hugh.
And will he let me say, let me say.
Come on, Hugh.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Oh, man, a lot of cell phones out.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah.
Go on, hate on it, Hugh.
Go on, Hugh.
Boo. We got one boo. And I think it was from Hugh.
Hater.
How many people in the city turn up their radio
or
at
turn
5:30?
On.
Yes. The children.
Yes.
The grown-ups.
Everybody loves it, man.
Hell yeah, right
yeah,
there.
We're in, man. Come on, man. We started a movement in this city.
Quinn, you have to sing it next time. He can actually sing over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian can sing. Bring him in next time. Real singer. Come on, Hugh.
I don't even know how you're going to do the show tonight. You know, he's been there. He had to go to the dentist today.
Yeah. Oh, is that why he's in a bad mood?
Yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah.
All right.
He ain't got time to be wasting words.
I could see it in Hugh's face.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man game is meds. He don't know what to do.
I thought you made the meds. Yeah. I didn't know you. Yeah.
Pop in a gummy, dog. Be all right.
Ike?
Yes.
Would you like to go around the league?
Let's go around the league.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
Oh, it sucks!
All right.
Wow. What an open.
A little around the leg.
Is that new?
Last week.
Okay.
So, Giants lose again, blow another fourth quarter lead.
Oh, man.
Have they fired their defensive coordinator today? That was supposed to happen today. And what's his name? Abdul Carter did not play the first series. Now, the report came out of New York that he was in the facility asleep while the walkthrough was going on.
That's not good.
He went on Twitter and said that people are lying.
As one does.
It's a little surprising to me that he would be asleep in the facility and nobody would be like, hey, wake up, Abdul.
Yeah, they left you asleep? Or were you sleeping in a damn somewhere that nobody knew where you were at?
Yes.
Man.
Not great.
How are you at the facility and miss a meeting? I mean, miss the walkthrough.
Yes.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I'm saying, was that sleep aided by something? Had he been out all night the night before?
Oh, maybe one of those.
Well, that's the only way I can think. Like, how could you be at the facility and not have... Who sleeps that damn comfortable?
In the facility.
In the facility, knowing that you have walkthrough that day.
You know who did? Howard slept all the time at the NovaCare, I was told. They have pictures of him sleeping all over the facility. But no players. I don't know of any players.
Yeah. I mean, I understand taking a nap or catching some Z's before... meeting starts or what have you.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
But you're still halfway awake because you're saying, I don't want to miss this. I don't want to overscore. If nothing else, you tell somebody, hey, man, I'm going in such and such meeting room to lay down. Yep. Make sure you grab me before we head out to walkthrough. Who the hell had let him sleep the entire walkthrough off?
Now, another big story yesterday. Yes. Shedeur Sanders gets into the game, goes 4 of 16, throws an interception. Not a great debut for Shedeur.
Yeah, Shador's not very good, man.
Nah.
And I understand we all want to root for him. And
sure.
Because we love Deion, and, you know, you feel like the league has something against his son, which is a ridiculous thought to have. Or they're trying to teach him some type of lesson. I don't know what it's going to take for Shedeur to, like, for it to finally click, but I don't know, man.
Well, the coach did say that when Dylan Gabriel, I think he had a concussion, that he is the starter and it's not going to change and blah, 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 blah. But if he's got a concussion, it seems like Shedeur Sanders could probably start on Sunday, start this weekend.
Yeah, because usually when you get a concussion, you're out that next week.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll see.
It was weird watching him just sit there after the loss.
Yes. Like he had lost the national championship.
Yeah.
You're the Browns. You lose every week, brother. get used to it. I mean, that they do.
The truth.
They lose every game.
Yeah, well, that wasn't heartbreaking.
But they asked Myles Garrett about it, and God bless him. He didn't. But the look on his face was, why are you asking me about how Shedeur is handling the loss?
Yeah.
You know?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It felt like he was, felt a bit like he was aura farming.
Shedeur? Yes. Yeah.
But like, oh, it means so much more to him.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
He's
heartbroken over it.
The Rams win the big NFC West face-off with the Seattle Seahawks.
Shout out to the Rams for those uniforms.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Hadn't seen those before.
Sam Darnold, big game, turns into a pumpkin. Now, I forget who it was. There was a defensive player who was asked about it. He's like, that guy's had our back all season long. I'm not going to put it on him. It's on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big game. Now, you're allowed to have a bad game. We'll see how he rebounds from it. But the Rams keep up pace with the Eagles. Eagles have the tiebreaker over the Rams. So if the Rams want home field, they're going to have to finish with a game lead over the Eagles.
Yeah. Listen, I want to see Sam have success. I kind of like him. I like the whole redemption story. And
yep.
Finally getting it together and figuring things out. But this whole playing well in big games or not showing up in a big game, that label or that tag is going to follow him until he changes it.
Until he does.
Yeah, until he does.
What's his name? Why am I forgetting everyone's name today?
Rams, Matt Stafford. Matthew Stafford.
Matt Stafford's last seven games, 22 touchdowns, zero interceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he did not play well yesterday.
He's the front runner right now for the MVP, but like Josh Allen put himself right back in it.
Yeah. Well, yes. Drake May's still there too now.
He is. He is.
Yeah, so Josh Allen wins the battle of spike quarterbacks yesterday between Baker. Josh Allen starts off the game pretty poorly, throws an interception and fumbles the ball on that, but then ends up with six total touchdowns, throws for 320 yards, rushes for 40, throws for three touchdowns, rushes for three touchdowns.
Unbelievable.
Pretty big game from Josh Allen yesterday.
Yeah, in the game they had to have.
Yes.
I mean, that was actually...
And they allowed 32 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the game Tampa had to have.
Yes.
Both teams coming off tough losses the week before. And Buffalo, you got to try to keep pace with that damn New England team. They're going to play New England again up in New England in a few weeks, I think.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
A lot of whispers of Drake May, you know. Better than, you know, Josh Allen.
Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Neither.
But
Drake May is a fraud.
He's not a fraud.
Let me see him put a team on his back instead of winning a game when he throws the ball 25 times. The defense plays great. Let me see it. Let me see it. Because twice this year.
Put a team on his back. This whole season is on his back.
It is not.
What do you mean? I would not be.
It's a defense team that he. He's a good player, but come on with the Drake May stuff. He's not MVP.
Well, I mean. It could be.
He's not.
If he runs the table.
He better not be.
If he wins that AFC East and no one even expected them to even make the playoffs, I guarantee you he wins the MVP.
Stafford.
Oh, I would go Stafford as well.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
if they win
Drake May is the better story.
Yes.
And you know how this thing works.
Yes.
I don't know why you think he's a
fraud. Why you don't like Jay Drake May?
You know me. When everybody starts going overboard on something, people are a little overboard on Drake May. I have eyes. He's okay. He's okay.
All right.
Okay. Chiefs fall to 5-5 out of playoff contention. I think going into this week, the Chiefs may have been the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl, and now they're not even in the playoffs if it were to end right now. And the Broncos somehow at 8-2. Bo Nix, another fourth quarter. He plays bad the whole game. Yeah. And then
he just wins.
He does.
Like at the right time. He knows when to make big plays at the right time.
Yeah, people in Philly don't understand a quarterback like that.
Nah, people don't get Bo Nix.
Yep.
The Chiefs, man.
Yep.
That's a tough loss yesterday.
That's a big one.
That's a tough one.
And a bad.
They definitely aren't winning the AFC West now.
No.
And a bad interception from Mahomes in the red zone.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a terrible throw. Yeah.
And then last thing I have, Ja'Marr Chase suspended for a game. Another spitting incident. Spits on Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey gets caught punching him or whatever. Ja'Marr Chase says he didn't spit on him.
Oh, my God.
And there is.
Deserve two games.
There's video of you spitting on the guy.
Yeah. Deserves two games for lying. When clearly, what do you think? There's no video?
We saw you spitting on him, man.
Yes.
We saw you spit on him.
He's not being, hey, they get everything on camera. Yeah, he got out.
Well,
out.
They asked Jalen Ramsey, why'd you hit him? He's like, you spit on me.
Yeah, he spit on me. Yeah, exactly.
Also, we had some record-breaking days yesterday.
What's that? Oh, Jacoby Brissett's 47 completions?
Yeah, an NFL record.
Yes.
In a 41-22
line. I'm actually surprised that's a record.
I know.
Yes.
Somebody would have done that already.
I thought someone would have got the 50.
Yeah, like
yeah. How do you complete 47 passes? You only put up 20 points.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Yeah.
That's like a Bradford performance.
Yes. And any other numbers?
Oh, well, Bryce Young.
When they're
480-something?
Listen. There's going to be a lot of us saying we were wrong about Bryce Young.
One guy on this show tried to tell you that the Panthers had a quarterback advantage last year when they played
him. He did. And he's playing better than C.J. Stroud now.
He is.
Well, see.
Stroud was hurt, yes. Yeah, because Davis Mills is playing.
Yeah, Davis Mills played. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about last year?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so before he got injured, how was C.J. Stroud playing?
Nah,
he stinks.
He might stink.
Stinks.
Which is a shame.
He got Nico Collins. He got other receivers. I don't even know who the hell Bryce Young is throwing.
Well, he's got
to.
That Arizona kid.
Ted. Yeah, yep, him. Anyways, a .150 and can barely see over the line. How did he throw for 400 and some yards?
215-592-9494. So we're here. We're at the end of the fall, heading into winter. And I know you're not thinking about the summer, but I want you to think about the summer. I want you to think about all the money you spend on renting other people's beach houses. Sucks. Get your own. You say it's impossible. It's not impossible. You just need the right realtor. You need Adam Kasebe. K-S-E-B-E. Who knows the Delaware beaches better than Kasebe? Nobody. How do I know this about Kasebe? Well, he's been a sponsor of the Right to Ricky Sanchez for years. Know people who he's helped get those beach houses. It's so hard because there's so many people bidding on these things. That's why you need a great realtor. Help you find the right house in the right town you're looking for. It's Rehoboth or Lewis or Dewey, wherever it is. And you hear me mention in Delaware, and Kasebe's based out of Long and Foster and Bethany Beach. Delaware property taxes, very low. Very, very. Some of the lowest in the country. Jersey, very high. Some of the highest in the country. So when you get this house, you end up renting it out to other people for a lot of the summer. If you want, they pay your mortgage. You have a place to go to for a three-day weekend in the fall or the winter. You have a place to take your family and friends during the summer. And if you happen to be interested in Jersey, Kasebe can help you there, too. He can't sell you the house, but he's got a great network of realtors. Just make him your first call or your first text. This is his cell phone number, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. It's Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, or go to processrealtor.com. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Victory Monday?
What's up, feller?
What up, Justin?
I tell y'all what, man. I'm kind of in the same. I've got one foot on each side of the line here. It seems like I'm straddling the fence.
Oh, pick a side.
I'm like Jack. I want to see the offense explode and do more, and you know, hell, at least score 20 points a game. But then when I see, you know, them gutting it out and being gritty and doing what they done against Green Bay and Detroit, because I think before the Green Bay game, somebody posed the question, would you take 1-1 against Green Bay and Detroit, or would you just take your chances? Knowing you would get 1-1 against Green Bay and Detroit, no matter which game it is, or would you take your chances and go for the 2-0, I would have said 2-0. And, I mean, I didn't really think we had a great shot at going 2-0 these two games, but we did. We done it. And this daggone defense, man, y'all hit the nail on the head with N'Kobe. Like, there was a picture of him on the sideline earlier in the season. Like, he was kind of like resting, like he was hunched down, had his hands on his knees watching, I don't know if it was a field goal, the blocked field goal, or what it was, man. But he just had this look of intensity, and he wasn't even back yet, man. He is the leader of that defense. He's the alpha dog on that defense, man. He flies around. He reminds me, who was the guy that played for the Redskins so long? Was it London Fletcher? Was that his name?
Yes.
He's just a small, stumpy linebacker. And there was a guy that played for, I think it was the Panthers. Was it Mills, Sam Mills or something? Man, those guys are hard to come by now, man. And he's just so daggone good. I just can't get over the fact that the offense is still stuck in the mud. But, hey, we're winning. I'm trying to stay positive. We're winning games. No matter how we do it, if it's by 9 or 90, I'll take it as long as we keep winning. But, man, you've got to do something. And the thing everybody's talking about with Lane, I know our record's not good when Lane doesn't start. But what I look at is when Fatlin knows he's going to be without a starter, it's like, okay, that person plays better than he would if he just gets plugged into the game. It always seems
sure.
They get them more prepared. So it's been a blessing giving up whatever, like, sixth-round pick to get Fred Johnson back, because he's a sight better than Toth, who they kept putting out there to start with, who was – like a daggone turnstile. But,
or Matt Pryor.
Yeah, or Matt Pryor.
I think, look, it would be disrespectful to Lane to say that, you know, they'll be fine without Lane Johnson.
Oh,
he's a Hall of Fame player.
No.
I understand. I'm just saying that you hope they're able to just – I'm glad they're heading into the – I don't want to say
lighter
easy
part of the schedule.
The lighter part of the schedule without Lane, you know?
Yeah. And the thing about it is, going like before the season, I kind of thought this Dallas game would be a tougher game than the Chicago game, but it's looking like Chicago, obviously, is going to be tougher than that. But from here out,
yeah, another good young quarterback.
Yeah, nobody's defense is great from here out. So it's like y'all said earlier in the show, we need to start seeing something, because these defenses coming up, ain't none of them no great shape. You know, Buffalo, they give up a ton running the ball and stuff. But real quick before I let y'all go, I just want to let y'all know, like, as far as the delegation for 330 Country, I'm in. Y'all know I'm in. I'm 10 toes down. I'm dug in like an Alabama tick on 330 country, y'all. Me and my wife both. We were sitting in the car Friday evening. We were
Shocker, the guy's like, guy's like, yeah, you boy. Know, fellers, I got 2 meters. I'm surprised that guy wants 330 country.
Nah, I don't, you know.
It didn't play it today.
Nah.
We were either doing it or you're not doing
I am,
it.
I know. I just hear... I don't know.
Yeah,
we either do it or we don't.
Well,
do it.
I don't. Your energy was off last week.
My energy,
yeah, it was off.
My energy was excellent.
Not on 330 country.
Well,
every time I put it on,
it's part of the bit, man.
But real quick though, guys, the first day he done it with the Randy Travis song, and I watched it on YouTube when I got home. Man, Amanda was cracking up watching you, Ike. She was like, oh, my God, Ike knows that song. I just sit there bebopping along with Randy Travis. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell
Travis,
yeah,
man.
Baby, 330 country. But anyway,
I got a little country in me. I'm from North Carolina.
People forget that.
I know that. Yes, sir, I know that. But anyway, I'll get out here and let y'all go. I love you, boys. I mean,
love you, Justin.
All right, Justin. N'Kobe Dean just has that look in his eyes, too. He looks like a
– oh, he's hungry, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen.
He wants to hit somebody.
Yep. And listen, when you've been injured and he done missed, because he got injured in the Green Bay game or the Rams game, which
I think it was the
game. From the playoffs.
I think it was the
Green
Bay game.
So that was the first playoff game, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he had to miss the rest of that run. Uh-huh.
Didn't play.
Didn't
even
play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they draft a linebacker. He definitely has bells going off in his head when they draft a linebacker in the first round.
You know what other bells he has going off in his head?
Money bells.
Contract bells.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That was going to be the last thing, probably most important thing I threw in there. So he's playing hungry right now, and that's a good thing.
I like the fact that both he and Jalen Phillips
and Jalen
are
Phillips,
playing
yep.
for a contract. Go ahead, yep. play for a contract. Look what we got out of Kyle Schwarber contract year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, wait till we do that question between Phillips and N'Kobe.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because N'Kobe's an Eagle.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? I'm not saying that Jalen's not an Eagle.
I'm just saying the linebacker. You know, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. No, yeah. Well, he's earning his wings now, Jalen is.
Yes.
Remember,
yes.
Harrison Bader wasn't a Philly.
Yeah.
And then within 2.5 months, he became indispensable.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Saquon Barkley's going into the Hall of Fame as an Eagle.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Well,
3.3 yards per game.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's going to bounce back next year.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
The thrill of victory and the agony of listening to Spike and Jack talking about it. Mike Schmidt updating his quote.
I gave you one victory day last week where I said, it doesn't matter how they play.
Yeah, no one liked it.
It was one more than you did. No one believed it.
Yeah.
Ike, that was a great point by Ike. He didn't believe it.
No? Stick to your roots.
Well, I give you credit for at least trying.
Well, it was – I came in. I didn't feel that way, but I also felt like, well, I must be wrong. You know? I didn't feel you are.
Well, you're definitely wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next?
Ooh, don't stop. More Liz Frank and feet talk, please. Rex Ryan at the ESPN studios.
He was excited about that one.
He is a footsman.
Oh, he's a feetsman. Feet or footsman?
Footsman.
Footsman, man.
What?
You
gotta use both feet.
There was a Mexican restaurant up where I lived in North Jersey that apparently was Rex Ryan's favorite restaurant
spot,
up there.
Yeah.
It was called the Red Cadillac or Red something like that. And when I found that out, I wanted to go in there and go, you ever see him do any feet stuff while he's in here? You look at what he's scrolling on his phone.
Right.
It's a pretty good spot.
That's a weird fetish to have.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, Aaron, whatever floats your boat.
I don't feel that way, but it is what it is. You know, what's next?
Man, they got to Elliott. He gets shut out of press conferences for 2 weeks, and now he's asking Sirianni about the shirts he wears and just how great of a coach he is. Sad. Tim in Newark.
Seriously, what a disgraceful
question
from Elliot today.
He had all day.
Hey, Nick.
Your record.
Nick.
We don't turn the ball over.
Is 40-2.
Why is that so important?
Why are you so smart about turnovers?
Yeah. What
now,
do you... What's
Nick,
so, yeah.
Nick, I know in the history of the league, the team that wins a turnover battle always wins. But how did you figure it out? Nick.
Well.
Nick, tell me more. What's next?
You could tell Coach Sirianni has been listening to the show because that's not at all what they say about who victory favors. Frank in Ardmore.
Dude.
I'm not even close.
What did he say? He goes, you know the old saying, victory favors the team that makes the least mistakes. It's the victory favors the bold,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Or brave, or yes, whatever.
Bold, I believe, yes.
Yeah. What book is he reading from?
Again, he's listening to the show.
We mix up those things all the time. Yeah.
You know, victory favors the coach that wears the most free T-shirts he gets in the mail.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
What if he was like, deodorant's a thief of joy?
Yes.
Oh, that would have been awesome if he had
said that.
Yeah.
You know, Elliot, they say deodorant's a thief of joy. What's next?
I guess Paul George, when the Sixers asked if he could simply play basketball tonight.
Nick Nurse already said he's not sure he's going to play.
He didn't.
Yeah.
Wow. Seriously?
He says he's going to get on a minutes restriction if he plays.
If he plays? This guy.
Dude, get your $50 million ass out there.
Yeah, this guy.
Play basketball.
Man.
Waiting for your quad to strengthen up. You had a scope in July. Football players play 2 weeks later. It's been 6 months. Nobody even wants to see you play, except for me.
Yeah. Nick Nurse says Paul George will have a minutes restriction if he plays, but the team is still waiting for official word.
Well, I'm sure Nurse is completely irritated with that entire situation.
Yeah.
Well, because you know, this is not Sixers doctors.
This is his Paul George.
Podcast
P's
doctors?
Yeah. Is he ready? Nick Nurse has been watching this guy practice in 5-on-5. For a month and a half. And his people are telling him he's not ready.
Not ready to go yet.
Meanwhile, Nick Nurse is playing two-way guy after two-way guy after two-way guy. Nobody can shoot. Oh, my God. Loser.
Nothing irritates us more than a player that we really don't even want to see play, teasing us about playing.
Yeah, play.
just play, bro.
What's next?
I still can't believe that the little boy who used to sit in my lap at my locker after games now interviews me every Monday. Donovan, still not really knowing who Spike is.
Same exact age, graduated same exact
exactly.
year. Same exact college. You knew me when I was a kid. Nah. All right. The Jordan Mailata Show is next. Then the Players Lounge. We will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is, in fact, the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.